me go ahead and call this meeting to order. Date is September 26, 2018. Time is 10:03 a.m. We are on day 20. Next item on the agenda, first item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Bickles, would you please say your prayer for us this morning?
Dear God, Heavenly Father, just ask that you be with us today. Dear God, Heavenly Father, as we finish up the people's work, dear God, Heavenly Father, we wind down. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we have some tough decisions to make, dear God, Heavenly Father, and I just ask that you be in our midst today, dear God, Heavenly Father, as we go through this process. Dear God, Heavenly Father, again, we just ask that you look down upon our veterans, our elders, and our children like that, dear God, Heavenly Father, and keep everyone safe, dear God, Heavenly Father, as we roll into the weekend and our sporting events like that, dear God, Heavenly Father, and we just ask that you bless everyone out there that is having struggles today, dear God, Heavenly Father. Throughout the world, we see all of this turmoil, floods, hurricanes, all those natural disasters like that, dear God, Heavenly Father, people displaced. Just ask that you be with them, dear God, Heavenly Father, and bless them today. Ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Next is roll call.
Congressman Bickles.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lennon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
That's it.
Congresswoman Staples.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to approve the legislative journal for September 25th.
Second.
Motion to approve the journal by Congresswoman Goodfox, second by Congresswoman, I believe. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. Journal is approved. And on introduction of bills and resolutions, are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced? Okay, seeing none. We're now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Let me back up to reports of standing committees. Reports of select committees. What? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief. The Appropriations Committee met yesterday on September 25th, and we considered bill number ONCA 1848, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $74,365,348 and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor of that bill. The final committee action is do pass as a committee substitute with amendments. If you'll review your committee report, it shows there were 13 amendments made, and it shows those amendments on this committee report. And if there's any questions about that, you can talk to your other members of Congress. I move to have ONCA 1848 placed on General Order Day 2 on tomorrow's agenda.
Second.
There's a motion to advance to tomorrow's agenda. It was seconded. This is a rule suspension, so there's no discussion.
Thank you.
All those in favor of advancing ONCA 1848 to tomorrow's agenda on General Order Day 2, say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay. Be on tomorrow's agenda on General Order Day 2. Okay, there are no other standing committee reports that I have, so we're going to move on to reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Edwards, I am really going to have to get my reading glasses. I'm going to blame it on that. We're moving closer.
Thank you. Government Operations Committee met on ONCA 1861, an act to amend and restate 15 ONC Section 5101 XSEC and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is no recommendation. I'm the sponsor. Yes votes are Edwards, Potts, Maker, Pratt, and Whitehorn, and one absent, Big Horse.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman. Congressman Mason.
The Health and Social Services met, and we have some reports to share with the members at this time, and I reference Bill Number ONCA 1841, an act to authorize and appropriate $9,750,000 to the Health Benefit Plan Fund from fiscal year 2019 tribal revenue and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Shannon Edwards. Co-sponsor, Alice Goodfox. Recommendation is do pass with amendments. Voting yes, Mason, Stabler, Goodfox, Lemon, Tillman, and Walker. I'd like to reference at this time Bill Number ONCA 1871, an act to amend the Osage Nation Housing Code to accommodate the Native American Direct Home Loan Program through the Department of Veteran Affairs and to declare an emergency and establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Speaker R.J. Walker. Presiding officer at the time was Shannon Edwards. The recommendation is do pass. Voting yes is Mason, Stabler, Goodfox, Lemon, Tillman, and Walker. The Health and Social Services met in reference to an appointee, Mrs. Cecilia Tallchief, to the Osage Nation Health Authority Board. We met on September the 25th. Candidate is qualified by education, experiences, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Candidate is qualified. The voting results are yes from Mason, Goodfox, Lemon, Tillman, and Walker. I beg your pardon, I think Ms. Lemon was not a part of that. She accused herself. Need a correction on that. We have four voting yes. Mason, Goodfox, Tillman, and Walker. One no was Congresswoman Stabler. At this time, I'd like to make a motion that Congress might take movement on this particular recommendation from the Health Committee on next agenda, since she's not on there today.
Congressman Mason, is that in the form of a motion to place Cecilia Tallchief on tomorrow's?
It is a form of a motion.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion.
Second.
Seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
Abstain.
One abstention by Congresswoman Lemon. Okay, Cecilia Tallchief will be on tomorrow's agenda for confirmation to the Health Authority Board. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place bill number ONCA 1871 and ONCA 1841 on general order day two on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion to advance ONCA 1871 and ONCA 1841 to general order day two on today's agenda. Seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, the bills are advanced. Okay, now we really are on introduction of bills and resolutions. We're going to do that again. Are there any this time? No, thank you. All right. Agenda item 7 is bills and resolutions on first reading. Seeing none. Moving to general order, day 2, where amendments may be proposed. First bill is ONCA 1845, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $2,289,343 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Okay, seeing none. ONCA 1845 will be advanced to tomorrow's agenda on. I'm gonna wait. Next is ONCA 1860, an act to authorize and appropriate $180,000 to the Osage Nation Foundation to be administered and distributed as donations and matching grants for arts, culture, and history, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 1, lines 15, 22, and 36, strike general and insert community.
Second.
Motion to amend by Congresswoman Edwards, seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Okay. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Brief 30-second recess.
That would be very brief. Without objection, we are in a very short recess. Is that an objection?
I'm going to move these bills to general order day 3. If any of them get amended so we can